Well, we're getting to the time of the year now where the season is rapidly approaching and folks start to look ahead toward the weather forecast to see what that travel is going to be like for the holidays. Well, let's get a little peek at it here this morning. Freeze Notice meteorologist Dan Hicks joins us from his offices. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Jim.
How are you today?
Just great. How are you?
Well, good. Do you have some big plans with your family for the holidays?
Not big plans, but certainly some plans, probably staying around the central Iowa area the way things look right now.
Well, very good. Well, we hope you enjoy your holiday season, too. Let's talk a little bit about the weather coming up. We've had, the fall and early part of what I guess we could call the winter season has not been the kindest to us. We've kind of seen a bit of a roller coaster. The harvest season was pretty doggone rough and in a lot of cases just given up on here toward the tail end. But are we stabilizing a bit as we get toward Christmas?
It looks like we're making some changes from kind of a wintry pattern, which was with us most of November, into a little bit milder pattern coming up the rest of December. And we've had significant snow that fell in Iowa all the way back in parts of October, and many areas had quite a bit of snow during November. Amounts varied quite a bit, but November was quite a bit colder than normal. That colder trend continued into early December, but we started to see a little bit of moderation here. And really the pattern is changing somewhat currently this week into one that will have less Canadian air coming down into the U.S. and more of a Pacific influence. So, you know, looking ahead from this point on through the Christmas holiday, it certainly looks like we're going to change to a temperature pattern averaging above normal. And, you know, right now, no big storms in the picture in the near future. We've got a system coming through Iowa right now, but most of the precipitation in Iowa will be light. This will generate heavier precipitation farther to the south and east, but really nothing to point to extremely cold or snowy conditions coming up prior to the Christmas holiday. Certainly, if anything, more of a milder winter trend leading up to that time.
I know it's hard to forecast out too far, and we're looking ahead, over 10 days down the road here toward Christmas, but you're sticking with that, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, we've had years in the past where it looked like we'd have a brown or a green Christmas, and then all of a sudden we get a little snow right before Christmas. But certainly there's nothing very obvious in the forecast right now that's going to bring major snowfall to Iowa before the Christmas holiday, and temperatures are going to be warm enough prior to that areas of the state that do have some snow cover are likely going to lose some of that. So I'd have to say right now, at least as accurate as you can be that far out, no major problems leading up to Christmas travel. And again, I think we're going to see quite a few days during that time on which temperatures are above normal. One of the problems with above normal temperatures this time of year, of course, and we've seen that this week, is when it starts to warm up, especially where you have snow cover, you very often get dense fog at night in the early morning hours, and you increase the potential for mixed precipitation, which generally is worse than just snowfall for travel, but certainly does not look really wintry leading up to the Christmas holiday.
Yeah, do you think we've seen some of this snow already start to disappear, even with the barely above freezing temperatures that we've seen here the last few days, but a lot of places around Iowa got one or two decent snows so far. Are you thinking that we might have a brown or green Christmas this year?
Well, I think many places will. If you look at the snow cover right now, there's still enough snow on the ground that it looks white from the satellite pictures over portions of western and northern Iowa, but as you mentioned, we've had a few days now where it's gotten above freezing. I think if anything, over the next 5 or 6 days, that snow cover is going to decrease, and a lot of it will probably melt leading through next week, up to just a few days before Christmas. And without any clear indication of significant snow, I think that probably a lot of places will not have at least an inch of snow on the ground in those days leading up to Christmas, of course, unless we get a surprise right before Christmas, which is, in past years we've seen that happen.
There it is. The weather guy leaves the door open.
You have to leave it open most of the time in Iowa. That's one of the great things about Iowa, is that we get all kinds of weather, a high variety of weather, but makes it a lot more difficult to forecast very far out in the future, especially in the wintertime.
Yeah, I know. I've heard a lot of folks over the years in your profession talk about how it really is an exciting and challenging job to do what you do here in Iowa, because you have such a wide swing of weather. But when we get toward the holidays, folks kind of like to see it a little bit, amenable to travel conditions like that. And most of us would like to see a little bit of snow maybe for Christmas, but we don't want it to affect our travel too much. So you're thinking anybody who's driving anywhere should be pretty good.
I think so. You know, this looking that way through next week, and again, getting into the weekend before Christmas and the couple days before Christmas, you know, at least right now it looks like it's going to be warmer than normal and probably no heavy precipitation, but certainly if you've lived in Iowa very long or traveled during the wintertime, you know you have to keep up on things. You can't always trust the way things look 10 or 12 days out into the future.
You might maybe have to hit the car wash by the time you're done with the melting we're going to see over the next several days, but other than that, pretty good. What about air travel, Dan? Is there anything out there that would restrict any air travel that you're seeing right now for folks?
Well, I think, you know, if you have generally good travel for, you know, for cars and things like that, you don't generally have too much trouble with air travel. I think that with the warmer temperatures, especially in the upper Midwest, you always have that risk, as I mentioned, of, fog at night and early morning. That might be a greater risk in some of the northern areas. But, yeah, again, looking at the area from the plains eastward to the northeast, there just doesn't appear to be a real stormy pattern setting up prior to Christmas. So the way things appear today, I think that, you know, that favorable weather pattern in Iowa is also the case for quite a bit of the central and eastern U.S. in the sense that that may not be any real big winter storms the way things look right now.
Sure. Well, you've made a lot of folks who are looking forward to the holiday time spent with family and friends pretty happy here this morning. We appreciate that, sure. If you've got anything to do with that, you know, way to go.
Well, we'll keep an eye on it. And again, like I said, if you're traveling in the wintertime, certainly keep abreast of the weather. Things can change a week out in time. But, you know, right now, not looking really December-like coming up over the next week or 10 days.
Yeah, it's been it's kind of amazing to some of us that we're going to end like this over the holidays so mild when it's been such a wacky weather year.
Well, that's true. I just saw some footage yesterday of some farmers in far southern Iowa trying to finish up their corn harvest after the snow melted. Actually, parts of southern Iowa have had probably some of the heaviest snowfall so far this season. I know there's been a few places in southern Iowa that had over a foot of snow back in November. And, of course, that made it pretty difficult to finish up the harvest. And a lot of other places, you know, the fields were quite wet. I think perhaps the cold November helped in some ways in that the fields froze up sooner than they would normally do, allowing some people back in the field. But it has strung the harvest out quite late in at least a few areas of Iowa this year.
I know some of the deer probably didn't mind the cover too much here the early part of the hunting season. Very good. Well, appreciate it, Dan, and you, and again, you and your family have a very happy holiday season. Merry Christmas.
You too. Same to you, Jim.
Yeah, appreciate the important information there. That's Dan Hicks from the Freeze Notice Weather Center joining us this morning, and yeah, pretty good forecast, it sounds like, coming up.